John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, Give Me Credit Media, and U.S. Credit Project. The only thing that's good about 6 a.m. today is the fact that it's Friday. It's Friday, May 15th, 2015. Here is your news. In most of the country, a potential employer can review your credit report when evaluating you for a job. There's a growth movement to restrict these credit checks, and on May 6th, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio signed a law preventing most employers from requesting or using a job applicant's credit history in the hiring process. Last year, 39 bills were introduced in 19 states aimed at restricting employer credit checks, but such restrictions exist in only 11 states. New York State isn't among them, but the changes in New York City affect millions of workers. If you work in one of the 11 states with laws restricting employer credit checks, you may not have as much to worry about. Now, there are exceptions to the restrictions, so you should check individual states' policies if you're concerned. But here are the states where there are laws prohibiting employers from checking credit applicants' credit under certain circumstances: California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Nevada, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. Keep in mind that employer credit checks are limited to credit reports. According to the Wall Street Journal, the total indebtedness of U.S. households at the end of last year stood at $11.83 trillion, with a T, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York has estimated. That's up about $117 billion from the previous quarter. Credit card balances rose by $20 billion, auto loans by $21 billion, and student loans by a startling $31 billion. Falling indebtedness after the financial meltdown of 2008 was due largely to default rather than repayment. Now, as restrictions on credit are easing, debt levels have begun to climb again. A federal appeals court ruled Friday that the use of official letterhead from Ohio Attorney General's Mike DeWine's office is a violation of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. The case involves collection law firms that were hired by the AG's office to perform debt collections. Two women, Pamela Gilley and Hazel Meadows, sued after receiving collection notices from the law firms, stating it was misleading that the notices were sent on stationery bearing DeWine's name and the seal of his office. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a district judge's decision and called the letterhead a deception that could wrongly influence consumers' decisions by making them pay promptly regardless of the circumstances or the accuracy of the debt they were alleged to owe. Bad credit has a serious cost, a very serious cost. Of course, you know you're going to pay more in interest. But did you know that bad credit can cost you tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest over your lifetime? That's a lot of money you could be using for retirement, nest egg, a family vacation, or even a house. However, the cost of bad credit goes way beyond just what you're paying in interest. It can seriously impact your quality of life, from the cost of your cell phone contract to the kind of insurance you can get, to what job you hold. Obviously, you're going to have the higher cost of interest rates. That can be many thousands of dollars over the life of a loan. People with bad credit buy inferior products. Now, whether you rent or buy, if you rent, you're paying a mortgage, just not yours. It can affect your job. It can affect the right to insurance. These costs can add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars. A Miami-Dade County police officer was arrested Wednesday on fraud charges accusing him of writing false crime reports in exchange for kickbacks from credit repair businesses that unlawfully helped people clean up their bad credit histories. George Price, 42, is scheduled to have his first appearance in Miami federal court on Thursday. He is the second county police officer to be charged in the alleged scheme, according to the indictment. Last month, fellow officer Rafael Duran, 43, was charged with falsifying crime reports and received kickbacks from the same credit repair businesses. When it comes to getting a coffee fix, beware of automatic refills. That's one takeaway from warnings that fraudsters have been successfully exploiting some U.S. and Canadian consumers who use a Starbucks card or the Starbucks mobile payments app to successfully drain hundreds of dollars from their Starbucks accounts. That abuse appears to be enabled in part by users who have chosen weak passwords for their accounts and who have also enabled the auto refill feature that allows a linked credit card to automatically add funds to their Starbucks account when the balance drops below a preset level. Security experts say that attackers appear to be guessing weak passwords associated with Starbucks accounts. From there, according to attack reports, fraudsters can change the email addresses and want passwords for those accounts and transfer funds to another account. The ability of individuals to seek legal recovery for data breaches or the posting of inaccurate information, or to defend their privacy rights, may soon be impacted by the Supreme Court of the United States. It is agreed to consider whether a person can sue for the posting of incorrect information in violation of the Fair Credit Reporting Act in the absence of proof that the person was specifically harmed by the incorrect information. The court will explore whether the absence of specific harm means that the person does not have a standing to file a lawsuit, even though the poster of information clearly violated the FCRA. This next story upsets me a great deal. Two top U.S. banks are preparing to delete negative credit reporting records for some borrowers who filed for bankruptcy after facing accusations of letting poor marks for unpaid debt haunt borrowers' credit even after the debt was canceled. At a hearing last week, lawyers for Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase announced that bank officials are preparing to delete notices they sent to credit reporting agencies that a borrower's account was past due and/or charged off, according to a court transcript. The announcement came after the banks, along with Credit One Bank, General Electric's Synchrony Bank, and Citigroup, were sued by people who had filed for bankruptcy and gotten their debts canceled with a discharge order but still had notices on their credit reports that the old credit card debt had been charged off. In several lawsuits filed in U.S. Bankruptcy Court in White Plains, New York, borrowers argued that the banks are required under the Federal Fair Credit Reporting Act to promptly notify credit reporting agencies of any corrections to their information, even if the bank has sold the account to a debt collector. The surprising part, or maybe it's not surprising to most, is what big banks do. But they neither admitted wrongdoing. Bank of America spokeswoman said that the bank's reporting is consistent with credit reporting agency policies, and a Chase spokesman declined comment.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Here's what makes me mad. It's very, very clear in the law. Again, I'm no lawyer. But under the Federal Fair Credit Reporting Act, passed in 1970, banks and other entities that send information to credit reporting agencies are banned from sending erroneous information and have a duty to correct and update information if they are regularly transmitted information to those agencies. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.